Welcome to Money Reverse with Carolyn M. Williams, Christian Biblical Principles for Our Personal Handling of Money and Possessions.
Excuse me, please. I apologize for interrupting you, but I must ask this personal question. Are you saving money on a regular basis? I was reading a recent issue of Smart Money magazine, and I found that a poll by Bankrate.com showed that just 24% of Americans have the classic 3 to 6 months of income set aside in savings. That same poll said that 25% of people that responded had no savings at all. This same magazine article references another survey from ING that reported that 54% of its respondents said that reducing debt was their top priority. And only 24% of those respondents cited that setting up an emergency fund was a top priority. Now, if you know anything about me by now, you know that I made an audible gasp while reading this article. Saving money on a regular basis is a key practice in a sound personal financial management plan. Don't get me wrong, getting free from debt should definitely be on the top of our list as we're managing our personal finances in a responsible way. But make no mistake, saving money is important. I'm personally not hearing or reading this advice, so I'm assuming that you aren't either. Allow me to repeat myself. Saving money is important. I heard this guidance from my parents and grandparents years ago. As parents today, what are we telling our children about saving money? My mind tells me that grandparents aren't purchasing piggy banks for the little ones as they used to. I've found that they're plentiful in stores as they fill the shelves of overstocked merchandise and markdowns. Is there anyone of influence encouraging us to save? In my opinion, encouragement to save money is not something that we're getting from our church leaders on a regular basis, if at all. We're often taught about tithing, giving, and sowing a seed as we get ready to reap a financial harvest. Now, if we're striving to live our lives following Christian biblical financial principles, we should commit to saving money in addition to tithing and giving to the advancement of God's kingdom. Biblical scripture does encourage saving money. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20 tells us that there is a desirable treasure and oil in the house of the wise, but the fool spends everything that he gets. Now, the meaning of treasure is stored up wealth. Biblical scripture does encourage saving money. Let's talk a little bit about ear, E-A-R. One meaning of the word ear, as defined in the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, is to have attention and awareness. We use this meaning of the word when we say things like, lend an ear to the activities of the youth in our family. With this in mind, I submit to you that we should lend an ear to our savings practices. E-A-R is also an acronym that I've created to group and classify the three types of savings that we all should have. Let's go through them. E, emergency. These are the reserve funds that we use in our daily living, and it would be readily available for those unplanned financial demands that arise. Unplanned things can include car repairs, unexpected sicknesses, doctor bills, a loss of a job, or even a paycheck reduction. Strive to make this emergency fund equal to 3 to 6 months of your current living expenses. The A in ear is for appointed. This is savings that's designated for specific purchases in the future. This can also be called your savings for those big ticket items that you're planning, and therefore those things would not be emergencies. Some of those things that could be appointed savings would be getting a new car, a family vacation, college fund, Christmas gifts, making repairs and enhancements to your home, and many others. Having this fund would eliminate the need for you to borrow for those purchases and would allow you to maintain debt-free living, which definitely is a goal that we all should have. Now, the targeted amount for this appointed saving is really dependent upon what you're planning to use this savings for and the dates in which you're planning to make those purchases. The R in ear is for retirement. This long-term savings is one that should not be touched until you are ready to activate your retirement plan. It is wise to have this type of savings taking place in an automated fashion, so you don't have to think about it. To be wise, set the amount that you need and the time frame. When are you going to retire? And how much is it going to take you to retire? If you don't have all of these three types of savings in place, start today. Start by creating an emergency fund and begin by using what you have in your hand. If you only can save $5 a month, do that. You will be amazed by how you will be blessed with additional funds to add to your savings once you make this initial step and begin to manage what you have today. The main reason that we don't save money on a regular basis is that we need everything that we have and then some to meet our everyday living expenses. If this is your reason for not saving, I'd like to challenge you to start doing things just a little bit differently to free up funds to start building and growing your savings account. I'm going to give you three ideas to consider that, if adopted, could help you to shift money from your everyday living expenses directly into your savings account. Keep an open mind. Some of these may sound a bit radical and may sound like they'll change your life, and they will, but in a good way. First item to consider. Eliminate one dining out experience each week and take the funds that you would have used in that dining out experience and deposit that into your savings account. The dining out experience could be a lunch, whether you drive through, sit in a sit-down restaurant, or family pizza night. You can either fast for that meal or eat what you have at home. It will be motivating to see your savings grow in this way with very little investment or lifestyle changes on your part. Here's another consideration. Investigate what your bank has to offer in terms of automated savings plans and enroll. The customer service portfolio for many banks include a variety of things that may work for you, including automated transfers from your checking account to your savings, or even rounding up your debit card purchases to the next whole dollar and directly depositing into your savings account the change that made up that difference from the rounding. Here's one that could give your savings potentially a big boost each month. Delay one of your regular grocery shopping trips by 1 week each month and take the amount of money that you would have spent buying grocery and deposit that into your savings account. I know you're thinking, not go to the grocery store in a week? What are you going to do for food? I'm going to say eat what's in the freezer and what's in the pantry. There's always something in there. We just want to eat something else. Some of my favorite home-cooked simple eats first came from my decision to eat what I had in the pantry and the freezer. Listen to this. I made spicy refried beans with roasted pecans served with toasted flour tortillas, greens and cornbread waffles, and sardines with steamed rice. I know those sound like crazy combinations, but they work. Canceling a weekly grocery shopping trip each month and saving those grocery dollars instead will work for you too. I'm challenging you to try it. Do you have an idea to share that could help those of us that can't seem to find the funds to save? I'm going to invite you to share your great ideas here by posting a comment on this topic. It is easy to post a comment to this blog, and the directions are included here on the blog site, and I'd say it's time for me to start hearing from you. In closing, if you're not saving, let's start this week. You can do this. No amount is too small to begin your saving. Let's begin encouraging our young and our mature to get into a regular savings program. This is the first call for your savings checkup. We'll talk on this subject again.
You have been listening to Money Reverse with Carolyn M. Williams. For more information, please visit our website at www.moneyreverse.net.